of the school all with pushing prides. I had you then as I had you school. I put you on a pedestal, I put you in a field. Don't feel bad about letting you go. Just feel sad about letting you go. What you said every time you meet a friend. I saw two shooting stars last night. I wished on them. Not to wish on skies are where I wish. I wish, I wish you came. But other things go in the way. I never asked that boy to stay. Once upon a time at home, I sat beside the telephone, waiting for someone to pull me through a man last it didn't ring. I knew it wasn't you. All over again, yeah.
I have to tell you just a brief story. When Jeff Martin first invited me to play at the left field, the tent was about as big as this stage, and it was down by in a corner where the toilets are, just before you go into the Green Futures field. It was a great little stage. The stage was about as high as these foldback speakers. And all the people who went down the front, instead of getting elbowed and trod on, they all got bruises on their shins from trying to dance down the front. It was beautiful. And because it was Glastonbury, I thought, well, you know, everyone's just there. It'll be totally cool and groovy. I'll just play a few acoustic numbers. It'll be so laid back and great. When I got there, all you could hear was the jazz stage. So I thought, bollocks, what am I going to do? So I brought an old American crappy guitar as a second guitar just in case the acoustic didn't work. And I thought, fuck, I'm going to have to work with this. I plugged it in and it made this great sort of, I plugged it in and it just went sort of, this incredible sort of noise. And I thought, oh yeah, I know what I can do. I know what sounds like that. My first three albums, I'll just play them in, I'll just play them one after the other. And that's what I did. And it kind of started a tradition, which is whereby, you know, perhaps the gig may not be as subtle as perhaps some other beautiful moments up at the acoustic stage, but fucking hell, it's Sunday night almost. I think we're past subtle, aren't we? We're past that. And one of my jobs is to send you all away, vibed up and geared up, to go out there and fight the struggle and to try and live up to the ideals that you hear here at Glastonbury, that you experience amongst the organisations you see, not just in this tent, but all around the site. And I'm really pleased that this year began and has ended with the sun shining and the left field tent casting a shadow to people sitting in the shade and coming here who might just be passing by, who might not be 24/7 political like we are, who come into here and hear what's going on and go away energised. That's really, really important. Yeah. It's important to me too that we don't just recharge our batteries by singing the old songs and reminding us how it used to be. You know, none of us are as young as we used to be, and there's a whole new generation coming along who need to be plugged into this tradition and taken forward with it. So I do want to play a slightly gentle song. I do want to play a very new song, and I want to dedicate it to you, because whatever happens with political parties, wherever they go, no matter how disappointed I am in political parties, I remember that this isn't just about a political party, that this is a movement that we are part of, a movement that belongs to us. Doesn't belong to Tony Blair, Gordon Brown, or anybody. It's our movement. And when I see Tony Benn up here representing that great tradition, that great movement, when I see Jeff Martin and his union crew here, I'm proud to be part of that movement. And when I see Michael Eavis here as well, I'm proud to be part of this movement. But the most important part of this movement is not us up here working. It's you people in the audience, because we can't change the world. We can't change the world. We can just talk about it and sing about it. The ability to change the world rests with the audience and the audience alone. That's why it's important, not that you just come here, but that you go away charged up and go out there in the world to get organized against racism, against sexism, against genderism, and out there against capitalism and the exploitation. These are what the messages we're trying to send from here. Because when it comes down to it, in my darkest hours, when the BNP win a seat in my own town, I think of the people of Barking. I think of you people out there in the dark. And I keep faith. I keep faith with you and your ability to make the world a better place. I keep faith. That's what this song is called.